Here at the beachfront next to Karara town in the southern Gaza Strip, around 80 displaced families from different parts of the Gaza Strip have been living for almost a year very close to the waves. Their tents are torn apart and need either replacement or repair. Iman Abu Shahla is a mother of four and now lives close to the sea waves. She and her husband had evacuated from the Sharjah refugee camp in western Gaza City several weeks ago. Their tent is made up of pieces of sheet, plastic, and other materials. Iman said that to be comfortable, all she needs is a new tent. But tents are still unavailable. Mufid Sabah is a volunteer manager of dozens of either old or homemade tents on the beachfront. Iman and her neighbors are among tens of thousands of families still in urgent need of a proper tent. Over the past several weeks, the Israeli army has destroyed entire neighborhoods in Gaza City, leaving families homeless, many of whom have been displaced to the central and southern Gaza Strip. Ismail Thawabta is head of the government-run media office in Gaza. He said that housing supplies are just one of a number of shortages straining the territory. Recently, 41 international organizations have called for entry of more supplies into the coastal territory. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Almighari in Gaza.